This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to look at the great and very popular, we are told, idea of raising the minimum wage to $15. There is now a report from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office that says that it would blow jobs out of the ballpark. It would cost 1.4 million jobs just by 2025 and increase the deficit by $54 billion over 10 years. That's $5 billion a year extra on a deficit that's already grotesque. So what's the point of the $15 minimum wage? And why is it very likely that this is one where President Biden is going to have to back down? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. Also, the leader's trial, which attempted to open up, didn't go very well because he walked out after 20 minutes. We're not now talking about Trump. We're talking about his erstwhile friend, Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, who walked out of his own corruption trial 20 minutes after it began. What does this mean? We'll try to give you some perspective. We'll also, of course, be talking about the impeachment trial that begins tomorrow. John Yoo is going to be joining us, law professor from University of California, who says, look, it's a stacked deck, and they're going to have to make some changes if they want this trial to proceed with public confidence at all. And there's a leading liberal, a very thoughtful liberal, who writes one of the most powerful and effective pieces I've read against impeachment. We'll talk about Michael Kinsley's column against impeachment as well, right here on the Medved Show. And then, of all the ads on the Super Bowl, of course there's some that were controversial, but there's huge controversy, a whole lengthy editorial in the Washington Post attacking one of the most innocuous ads that ran during the broadcast. We will tell you about that as well on a busy day here on the Medved Show. And you can judge for yourself. 1-800-955-1776. If you're enthusiastic about the impeachment process that begins in earnest tomorrow, not with the Chief Justice presiding, as the Constitution would have it, but with Patrick Leahy, who is President pro tempore of the Senate. He's presiding. He's actually the third choice. The second choice, according to the Constitution, would be the President of the Senate. The President of the Senate is named Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris doesn't want to do it. And she's right. She's smart not to, because it makes it look obviously like a very, very partisan undertaking. It's a partisan undertaking as it is. Even though there are 13 Republican senators who have not yet committed themselves to vote against President Trump's removal from office, there are enough Republican senators that are already committed. They're already on the record saying we're going to vote against impeachment. Why are they going through with this? It is a destructive process, and what could they possibly do to make it more uplifting, more appropriate, less damaging to the country? We'll talk up to John Yoo about that. I mentioned Michael Kinsley. He was a founder of Slate, and you may remember him. He was a very prominent, outspoken liberal. He's editor of the New Republic. He was editor at Harper's. He is the American editor of The Economist, but he has a powerful piece that he just posted called Against Impeachment. And Michael Kinsley says this. He says, Democrats should forget about impeaching and convicting Donald Trump. It seems vindictive. In fact, it is vindictive. It's as much about settling scores of the past 4 years as it is about what Trump said on his way out the door. The man's reputation is in ruins. He will forever be remembered as a psychotic loser. "I know nothing about President Andrew Johnson," writes Kinsley, "except that he is regarded as one of the worst ever, along with Richard Nixon. Trump now joins this exclusive club, presidents that everybody regards as awful, even if they don't know why." Hey, Michael, you're forgetting Franklin Pierce. He definitely belongs in that category of the worst ever. And honestly, Richard Nixon does not. But in terms of President Trump, if you wanted to isolate it to the couple of months after the election that he continued as president, and that's in the Constitution, because the Constitution, as they amended it, meant that the president serves until Inauguration Day, January 20th. So between November 3rd and January 20th, I agree, I think Trump was the worst ever. There's no other president who has behaved as incompetently and irresponsibly as Trump did during that time period. But what is the point of going through this impeachment charade and handing him another victory and another claim of vindication? And here's what the way that Michael Kinsley expresses it. He says, "What's the point of rubbing the bully's nose in the dirt? Oh, at the trial, there will be much clucking about how impeachment demonstrates the strength of democracy, but nobody's mind is going to change because of it. President Biden has a long list of things he wants to accomplish. He's also spoken eloquently about the need for a return to civility in public life. These are Biden's two great themes, a renewed activist government and a kindler, gentler society, as George Bush the Elder put it. Impeachment undermines this. And it won't shorten Trump's term by so much as a day or improve the chances for Biden's agenda by he has 0.001%. No matter how well behaved the Democrats in this trial will try to be, it will inevitably be perceived as a partisan exercise. It is because it is a partisan exercise, by the way. And why do Democrats in the media keep referring to Trump as the first president in history to be impeached twice? They tried once and lost, and now they're trying again and are almost certain to lose again. At what point does impeachment lose its sting and become just another piece of the political toolkit? The Constitution says that if Trump is impeached and then convicted, he can then be banned from running for president again. Trump run again? Democrats should only be so lucky, says Michael Kinsley. The media culture does not allow second chances, whatever the Constitution may say. Trump, we already did that one. He's over. He lost the election by 7 million votes. Is there anyone who has become more sympathetic to Trump since Election Day? Now, that, it seems to me, is a powerful question. If you have become more sympathetic to President Trump, you like him better because of his conduct since Election Day, you can give me a call and explain why. 1-800-955-1776. But meanwhile, federal prosecutors are fanning across the internet, tracking down and indicting leaders of the mob, which appears to have been much more organized and pre-planned than we thought initially. Every bit of evidence that the rampage was actually a plot undermines the case that Trump's somewhat ambiguous words shortly before the event are responsible for causing it. You can argue that the rampage was planned, or you can argue that Trump caused it. You can't argue both. That's extremely well said. It's exactly the point that I made with you for the last several weeks. As more and more evidence comes out about Proud Boys and others who planned the mob. But whether or not it's a good idea, and I think it's a terrible idea, and I think it damages the country, they are going ahead. The Senate trial begins tomorrow with Patrick Leahy, who just got out of the hospital, presiding. What could, must, should the Democrats do differently in running this show? We'll get to that and more with Professor John Yu coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The three-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome John Hugh back to the show. He wrote a column recently in National Review called The Impeachment Trial's Stacked Deck. John Hugh, former aide in the President Bush administration, the second President Bush administration, is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law and Director of the Korea Law Center and the California Constitution Center at the University of California Law School. He is also a visiting scholar at the American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at Hoover Institution. Professor Chu, very glad you could join us on the day before impeachment. I take it from your column in National Review, you're not looking forward to this process.
Well, Michael, great to be back with you. No, I'm not. I think this is a case where, because of all the difficult constitutional problems, the chief of which is, can the Senate try someone who's not in office anymore? I always thought the best thing for the Senate to do is to just dismiss the case rather than set any important precedents that it may come to regret in the future.
Well, if you've seen, I'm sure you have, the piece by a leading conservative advocate, for somebody who's very active in the Federalist Society, Chuck Cooper, who writes the Constitution doesn't bar Trump's trial on today's Wall Street Journal. You've seen that, I take it.
Yeah, and this question divides conservative scholars and lawyers just as dividing our country. And I think, I don't think there's any ill will on Chuck's part, but I just disagree with him, primarily because I think to accept Chuck's argument and that of the House impeachment managers, you have to buy into the idea that there's some kind of impeachment power in the Constitution, which is not actually set out in its text. Because nowhere, everyone I think would admit, the constitutional text does not clearly authorize Congress to impeach or the Senate to try people who aren't in office anymore. All the provisions talk about people who are in office. And so you have to imagine that there's some other impeachment power that's outside the text. The problem with it, the argument I make in my piece, is that if that's true, what's the stopping point? Why can't you impeach private citizens altogether? Why can't you impeach them for things that have nothing to do with high crimes and misdemeanors? Why can't you subject them to punishments? These are all things that British did before our Constitution. That's where, if we got the idea of impeachment from the British. I think this argument implies that we should be able, that Congress should be able to use impeachment the way that British did, without limit. And I think that's very, should be very disturbing to conservatives, libertarians, civil libertarians, because the founders didn't want Congress, I think, to have this kind of broad power over individuals.
You also make the case that the way the impeachment trial is going to be conducted is a stacked deck. And you object to the selection of Pat Leahy, the veteran senator from Vermont. I guess he's going to be the new chair of the Judiciary Committee. He's going to be presiding over this trial. What was the alternative, and what should the Senate have done? Given the fact that the House is sending this over to them, who should they have selected since John Roberts declined to preside?
This question of who presides points out the problems in finding the authority to try someone who's not in office, because if Trump were in office, then we would all agree the Constitution says the Chief Justice must preside. He doesn't have any choice. He can't choose not to show up. The Constitution commands him to. If Trump's not in office, then what is he? Where is his provision? Where is the provision that says who gets to sit as the judge when it's an ex-president? Since the constitutional text doesn't talk about ex-officers, we don't really know. So what people in the Senate are doing, the Democratic majority is saying, well, let's use the procedures we use to try judges, we impeach judges. And so in that case, or cabinet officers, although we haven't had any impeached cabinet officers. So let's use the president of the Senate. It really should have been Kamala Harris under the Constitution. And then the Senate said, well, she's too busy. Let's make it Pat Leahy. The problem is it's not clear that a senator should serve, because a senator is going to be partisan. Here's another question. Does Pat Leahy get to vote as a senator on whether to convict Trump? Or is he, as a judge, get no vote? These are all the kinds of problems we go through. These are all the difficulties that are raised when we take this step, this unprecedented step of trying someone who's not in office anymore.
What would be, to your mind, given the fact that they have moved forward with this, you also in your piece object, and again, I think every fair-minded person would support you on this, there really hasn't been much of a chance for President Trump with his new lawyers to even prepare a defense or to research a defense or to figure out what exactly they're doing. other than perhaps delaying the trial, which is not going to happen, what could be done at this point that could make this a more constructive and appropriate step for our republic?
Well, at the very least, I think, and it's a good question, Michael, I wish our senators were, and I hope they will start thinking about this, is if we are going to take this fateful step, at least provide a kind of trial that gives all kind of due process and fairness to the defendant, the ex-president, so that when the trial is over, all of us who are watching can feel confident in the result. Right now, you've got basically two criminal defense lawyers who are not people really with a lot of experience at the level of constitutional law that you and I start talking about with Chuck Cooper and so on. The two lawyers he's got now are really criminal defense. They're the kind of people you would want to defend you if you were on trial for murder in a trial court at some stake somewhere. You know, arguing before the Senate, totally different matter. I would say, to be fair, the Senate should give more time to the Trump team to prepare. Right? They really, this team of lawyers has only really had a week. This is incredible. One of the greatest trials of this new century, they have 1 week to prepare. And so far, rumors are only going to get 4 or 5 days to present their defense.
And maybe not even that, because one of President Trump's two attorneys, Counselor Schoen, is a religious Jew, and he has already written asking if he can take the not appear on Sabbath, which he won't. And what's the proper response on that?
I mean, the Senate should, like any normal court would recognize that, and it gives the defense more time. They shouldn't hold proceedings on Friday. They shouldn't conduct their proceedings
it's
in a way.
It's actually on Saturday, which is the question, because he can work up until 6 o'clock on Friday night. And then after that, it's a peculiar situation, isn't it?
No, I agree. It's something that comes up in regular criminal trials, but, you know, this has never come up in an impeachment before. And as you know from the last impeachment trial, there are the case can go into Saturdays on the weekends. But I think about, and maybe some of your listeners have been on juries or have known people who've been involved in trials. Can you imagine holding a murder trial in just 4 days?
And this is more serious than that, at least for the Republic. John Hughes' piece, The Impeachment Trial Stacked Deck. So what is likely to happen?
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is ready for students to get back to the classroom. Biden saying the CDC will unveil new guidelines by midweek. Some teachers across the country are not saying they will go back into the classroom until they are vaccinated. Others are suggesting to split up the two-dose regimen and focus on getting as many shots as possible. Some people want to study that, but Dr. Anthony Fauci says that would be impractical in the short term. Here's why.
That study, with all due respect, would take several months to get a meaningful answer. At that time, the amount of vaccine that would be available would almost be making that question somewhat of a moot point.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour would reduce employment by 1.4 million workers. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At some point today, the Trump team, including his lawyer David Schoen, who, as I mentioned, has requested that he be excused. He's actually requested that they not meet, that they not conduct the trial on Saturday, have a Saturday session. And it looks unlikely that the Senate will commit to that. They probably will. And President Trump will just have to go without one of his primary lawyers. But with all of that still pending, there is the question of whether this entire trial goes forward. There will be almost certainly tomorrow it will open up with a debate on whether we should hold a trial at all. This goes to one of the resolutions that Rand Paul introduced before, where 45 senators did vote, let's dismiss this now rather than going through with it. All those 45 were, of course, Republicans. Now, I do think, by the way, there will probably be a few more Republicans than the original 5 who voted with the Democrats to proceed with the trial. There will probably be more Republicans than that who vote to convict President Trump, but it's not going to be close to 17. It just isn't. And I think some of the cases, some of the points that are raised by Michael Kinsley, big liberal, and John Yoo, a conservative-leaning law professor, are very serious points. But they're not going to win on this argument about the Constitution barring this particular trial. And partially because they're so invested, they're going forward with the trial anyway, and it is for sure. I honestly don't believe that there's anything about this process that's going to be good for the country. And let me tell you, at the very core, why I believe this is so destructive. Is it's going to be another partisan vote, of course, and President Trump is not going to be convicted. Everybody acknowledges that. There are even Democrats who have gone public and said this is very unlikely to happen. Okay, so he's been impeached by the House of Representatives. Why not dismiss the trial? Because President Trump, if he goes through a trial and they give arguments and then he comes back and let's say that there are a total of 56, 57 votes against him. It's still 10 votes short of actually convicting him. President Trump will say, look, I am the only president who has successfully beaten back impeachment twice. And it will only encourage President Trump as saying that he did nothing wrong in a situation where he clearly was culpable. Was he guilty of inciting an insurrection? Well, that's one of the things they're going to debate. But does anybody believe that President Trump handled the situation well with his election dispute, with his declaring, I mean, very, very obvious lies? I mean, saying it to a national live TV audience, if Mike Pence does the right thing, then we win and you'll all be so happy. That wasn't true. And Vice President Pence had already submitted to President Trump an open letter declaring that he understood the Constitution. He had no role at all to play in discounting the electoral votes that had already been certified by every state. I mean, this is bizarre. And it's also a mistake for conservatives to put their entire hope in blocking what a number of conservatives, counselors and legal experts have said is a constitutional procedure. Chuck Cooper, who is a leader of the Federalist Society, he has actually worked very hard on a number of cases defending conservative causes. What he says is, he says this: the strongest argument against the Senate's authority to try a former officer relies on Article 1, Section 4 of the Constitution, which provides the President, Vice President, and all other civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. The trial's opponents argue that because this provision requires removal, and because only incumbent officers can be removed, it follows that only incumbent officers can be impeached and tried. And then he writes, if removal were the only punishment that could be imposed, the argument against trying former officials would be compelling, but it isn't. Article 1, Section 3 authorizes the Senate to impose an optional punishment on conviction, quote, disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States. That punishment can be imposed only on former officers. Now, what does he mean? I know this sounds confusing and you're wading into the high weeds, but this is the very essence of what they're going to be debating tomorrow, and you've got a little sneak preview of it. The idea being that they have established in the Constitution, and no one disputes this, that after someone is convicted, then it is the option of the Senate to vote, and they only need a majority vote, which they would surely get. If they have convicted President Trump, then they can vote, and only then can they vote, on whether to ban him and bar him from holding future office. But this is, as he puts it, that punishment can be imposed only on former officers. That is because Article 2, Section 4 is self-executing. A convicted office holder is automatically removed at the moment of conviction. The formal Senate procedures for impeachment trials acknowledge this constitutional reality, noting that a two-thirds vote to convict, quote, operates automatically and instantaneously to separate the person impeached from the office. The Senate may then, at its sole discretion, take a separate vote to impose by simple majority, quote, the additional consequences provided by the Constitution in the case of an impeached and convicted civil officer, viz., permanent disqualification from elected or appointed office, unquote. Thus, a vote by the Senate to disqualify can be taken only after the officer has been removed, and is by definition a former officer. Given the Constitution permits the Senate to impose the penalty of permanent disqualification only on former office holders, it defies logic to suggest that the Senate is prohibited from trying and convicting former office holders. Okay, this is a powerful argument. And in any event, it is almost surely going to prevail when the Senate debates this tomorrow. And I do believe there are probably many senators, including a handful of Democrats, who would rather not go forward with the entire trial. If they could find some method to do that without handing some kind of overwhelming sense of vindication to President Trump, that would be appropriate. There's also a new piece in the Washington Post taking a look at a brand new poll that says that there is no singular Trump voter. People who believe that Trump voters are all on one side, one part of the extreme of the American political spectrum, they're simply wrong. Why? How? We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Hey, Michael, you're a gentleman and a scholar.
Michael Medved.
With Election Day now behind us, our economic and social problems, well, they're still here. And people are uncertain about the future, of course, with a nervous world economy and coronavirus numbers still rising. Well, wealth protection is more important than ever. I've bought gold, silver, and even platinum from my good friend and coin and bullion expert for over 40 years, Nick Rovich. Nick owns AmFed Coin and Bullion in Arizona, and he has over 25,000 long-term satisfied clients all across the United States and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. He's earned a reputation for honesty, for expertise, and for trust among his peers and his customers. He's a court-certified expert, and AmFed is the only company I trust in that unregulated coin and bullion industry. Whether you're interested in acquiring or selling rare coins or precious metals, call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com, 800-221-7694, and learn more at AmericanFederal.com.
Washington Today is probably the meanest and most partisan I've ever seen.
America beats the crap out of us, but we love our country.
We've always had partisanship. We've never had this level of dysfunction.
We live in a zero-sum world. We are absolutely convinced that for one side to get ahead, the other side has got to lose.
And we have to come together by breaking the habit of contempt.
We've proven as a nation, you give us a mountain to climb, we'll show you how to climb it.
This new film, now available on Starz, Apple TV, YouTube, Vimeo, Google Play. For more information, visit StarsAndStrife.com.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at MichaelMedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVed History Store, and a listen live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved Show, some of the news today is sad, no matter what your politics happens to be. A member of Congress, newly reelected, he's serving his second term, died at age 67, a Republican from Texas. He had been diagnosed with COVID-19 on the 21st of January. And his name is Ron Wright. He is from Tarrant County in Texas. Again, a Republican. This means that there are now four open seats in the House of Representatives. Two of them are almost surely going to go to Republican candidates, which would make the House even closer in its divide than it has been. But both of them, of these elected Republicans, one had never been in the House before. That was Congressman-elect Letlow, who died of COVID, and now Ron Wright dying of COVID. He becomes number 71 as a member of the House of the Senate, member of Congress, to actually suffer from COVID-19. And the second to die, Nancy Pelosi, this is clip one, led the House in a moment of silence in remembrance of the late Representative Wright. Sounded like this.
The chair asks all those present in the chamber, as well as members and staff throughout the Capitol and in their districts, to rise for a moment of silence in remembrance of the late Honorable Ron White of Texas. Under Clause 5D of Rule 20, the Chair announces to the House that in light of the passing of the gentleman from Texas, Mr. Wright, the whole number of the House is 431.
Okay, as opposed to the 435 that they're supposed to have there. By the way, you'll notice she got his name wrong when she first mentioned it. She said Mr. White. He is, but he's Ron Wright, and may he rest in peace. He and his wife, Susan, were both hospitalized in Dallas for 2 weeks prior to the congressman's death while he was fighting the disease. I mentioned that there was a new poll and a fascinating piece just posted by Henry Olson of the Ethics and Public Policy Center. And yes, he's a conservative, but he writes, and it's very important to keep this in mind, because some of what is going to be debated at the impeachment trial has to do with this effort to ban President Trump from running again. And Michael Kinsley makes the point, saying, well, what do you mean running again? It's ridiculous. He can't possibly get that kind of support so that he could win. And by the way, I think that's true regarding a general election. He lost this general election by 7 million votes. And as Michael Kinsley pointed out, nothing that's happened since the election has increased his standing with the general public. However, among Republicans, one of the things that this poll points out is President Trump maintains very strong, very broad support. The poll was conducted for the Ethics and Public Policy Center, where Henry Olson is a senior fellow, and he writes about it. He says, the motivation behind voter support for President Donald Trump has been a source of intense speculation ever since he burst onto the political scene. But there is no singular Trump voter. Despite how it is often portrayed in the media, Trump's coalition is ideologically and demographically diverse. That's according to the new survey from the polling firm YouGov. Trump voters are typically thought of as hardcore conservatives and evangelical Christians with a strong white blue-collar vibe. These demographics, he writes, are part of Trump's support, but far from all of it. Take religion, for example. And this should knock everybody over, because I think if you asked a typical person out there on the street, what religion do most Trump voters support? You would say, oh, they're all fanatical evangelical Christians. In fact, Chris Vance, who was on our show, the former chair of the Washington State Republican Party, who's no longer a Republican, said that he believed that was all that was left in the Republican Party, but not in the Trump coalition. The poll found that 41%, a minority, but still a big minority, of Trump voters describe themselves as evangelicals. By the way, in the exit polls, 28% of all voters said, I'm an evangelical. So it was a little bit more than that who were among Trump voters. But 24% of Trump voters, a full one-fourth, one out of four Trump voters, said they are atheist, agnostic, or have no religious beliefs in particular. They're part of that famous nuns. Now, if Trump lost those voters, he would have lost a fourth of his voters. He would have lost, what is it, close to 20 million votes if he didn't have the atheist, agnostics, or no religious beliefs. Now, what percentage of Trump voters said they actually attend religious services every week? 31%. That's all. 46% say they attend services seldom or never. Many of Trump's voters, writes Henry Olson, are religious Christians who like his pro-life views and support for religious liberty, but many more are not. And I think it's important to keep in mind, nor are these voters uniformly conservative. I don't think President Trump is uniformly conservative. 71% say they are conservative, but 26% say they're liberal or moderate. Again, if Trump lost voters who describe themselves as liberal or moderate, he would have been wiped out. It wouldn't have been a close election anywhere. Let's go to Paul, who to Phil in California. Phil, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Good afternoon. I would like to make a strictly pragmatic argument why Republicans should hope that Mr. Trump is impeached. If Trump, well, we all know Trump can't possibly win he's hated so much. And if he's not nominated to run as a Republican, he has let it be known he will probably form his own party. And then, so if you split the Republican vote, the Republicans are totally out of the picture. I think the only way, and again, this is strictly pragmatic, the only way the Republicans have a chance is if Trump is totally, completely out of the picture.
I tend to agree with you, and I agree with you partially because he would take up so much oxygen and it would make it very hard for a more viable alternative, say a Nikki Haley or a Mike Pence or a Tim Scott, or any of the other Republicans who are talking about running. And if the whole thing becomes yes or no on Trump, it's not good for the Republican Party. However, the truth of the matter is, Phil, and you've got to acknowledge this, there's no chance that he's going to be convicted by the Senate unless they turn up something in their investigation that is much, much worse than anything we've heard so far. You agree with that, don't you?
Well, I kind of go with that, but my hope is that the people who are on the fence about voting against Trump will realize that he's been threatening everyone for years, support me 100% or you're out of here. And if we can convince enough Republicans that their only hope of not having the threat of Trump over them is to vote to impeach, obviously.
Okay, but the problem with that, Phil, is you're talking about impeachment is one of the most important decisions that any senator can make. And if you really do believe that the case is shaky, that Trump incited an insurrection, and you could say that because, number one, I don't believe he incited it, or number two, I don't believe this was a real insurrection. I think it's arguable on both points. And the idea that you're going to vote to impeach a president or even a former president because you think that would be good for your party, I don't think that is a vote that would show integrity, the kind of integrity that we should honor in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.